This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Well, there's a will, there's a way, as they say, and so it has been willed that we put Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen together once again this week to go through the charts from Talkers Magazine, which are published at talkers.com and also djvshow.com, the week of December 13th to the 17th. Holiday time, Michael. I don't know that that has caused us to slow down any with what is on the top story list and the people list, so as we usually do as we get the program started, it's up to you. It's heavy work, and it's a heavy workload, but it's up to you to give us the stories and the people list, please.
It's been about 7 years since the holidays really marked
like
a slowdown
in the
news. It all began in 2015 when Trump came down the elevator. And I mean, you know how there are like these milestones.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Go down the chimney. Yeah. That's what he should have done. Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. At number 10, we have the JFK assassination info, tied with Urban Meyer being fired. We could touch on both of those. At number 9, U.S.-China-Russia relations. At number 8, social media tied with cybersecurity. At number 7, immigration tied with abortion. At number 6, climate change tied with tornadoes. They're very closely related, obviously. At number 5, race relations tied with voter legislation. At number 4, crime and violence. At number 3, the January 6th investigation tied with Trump and the GOP. And then looking ahead to the 2022 and 2024 elections, we're talking about both of them as if they were next week. At number 2, COVID-19, variants, vaccines, winter resurgence, and stats, and the numbers are heading in the wrong direction. At number 1, inflation, the Build Back Better bill, the supply chain problems, and the craziness of the labor force. And those are the big stories. Our people list includes number 10, football coach Urban Meyer. At number 9, Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping. The mayor of San Francisco, London Breed. What a great name. London Breed. Sounds like some kind of...
Something is falling down.
It's just, yeah, that's right, London Bridge. At number 8, Kamala Harris is at 7. Sean Hannity.
You're falling down.
Well, she's doing a bit of a dive. Bad approval ratings. But the whole Biden administration is facing great question marks as we look ahead to the election of 24. Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham being newsmakers this week at number 6. Liz Cheney at 5. Donald Trump at 4. Mark Meadows at 3, and sounds like a Beatles song. Let me take you down to Mark Meadows. Mm-hmm. Number 2, Joe Manchin, and number 1, Joe Biden. And it's another crazy week, and the holidays played very little role in any of it.
Joe Biden is the president now. I think Joe Manchin is running for president and has a good chance of being elected in 2024. What do you think?
I brought that up weeks ago, mm-hmm. and you're the first person I've talked to in the media that has said it without me prompting them.
Thank you.
I think it certainly is a strategic move on his part to put himself in a position, as he has in West Virginia, which is predominantly red. Mm-hmm. You've got a Democrat elected to the Senate there because just like Bill Clinton was able to shift the Democrats to more of a centrist position back in 92 and be elected, you know, after they flirted with the far left and, you know, people like Dukakis and Walter Mondale and all of that, we might be seeing that. Anything is possible. But, yeah, Joe Manchin definitely has positioned himself in a way that he could be acceptable to Republicans.
Yep, there you go. I think you're going to see that. Speaking of what's acceptable, this is kind of off the wall. At number 6, the whole focus on our climate, what's contributing to the climate, the interest in electric cars, that sort of thing. Is that going to save the planet? There's a Paris taxi firm that has bought hundreds of Tesla cars, and they have suspended using them because there was a fatal accident involving one of the vehicles that was not being driven. It was the driver wasn't driving. And right. So that's one of the problems with these things. Even though now the New York Police Department, as we headed into the end of the week, is thinking about buying Tesla cars, 250 electric police cars.
Mm.
How about
there's
that?
A big difference between, there's a big difference between an electric car and an electric car that drives itself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
right.
there's nothing dangerous or you know, totally like, you know, out of the box thinking about an electric car. It's just a different energy source. But the idea of a car driving itself in terms of steering and braking and thinking, I mean, it's technologically possible, but I can't see it working as long as you have both kinds of cars on the road. Mm-hmm. If all cars were self-driving, then a grid could be created, and it would become like the old trolley cars, where they had, you know, vehicles on tracks with electrical beams that go
yeah.
up to... Remember those?
They still have some of those. No, they still have them in Boston. Some of the bigger cities still have electric-powered buses and cars. I mean, electric buses and trains. You know, all the subway system is run with electric. There's no...
Yeah, but I'm saying is they're on a track. The whole idea,
yeah.
you see if cars drive themselves... It's going to change the whole nature of transportation. It's not just going to be cars driving themselves. It's going to change the nature of owning a car and how the roads are set up in terms of a grid. It'll be like they're on tracks. There's no need to have each one have its own individual thing. It'll be decades before the bugs are worked out.
Okay. So then here's the latest wrinkle in that. Nick Miles, who is our car auto reporter, the car talker of note these days, has suggested, or didn't suggest, he said that there are several companies who are looking into, in the short term, building a flying car. So, okay, we got electric cars that and cars that drive themselves. So the next step is to get flying cars. Look, remember the Jetsons? Dun, dun,
mm-hmm.
dun, dun. So... flying cars, and the first question that came up is, okay, are you traffic lights?
Yeah. And actually, you know, flying cars, it already has been invented. It's called the airplane.
Well, yeah, but those have...
I'm kidding.
Those people who are running or flying an airplane have a pilot's license. Does everybody mm-hmm. who's driving a flying car get a pilot's license?
Right.
Good question.
Have you ever seen this contraption called the gyrocopter?
Yes.
That's I'd love to own one of those. Of course, I would never have the courage to go up in one.
Mm-hmm.
But the thought of it, you know, you park it in your backyard, and
yep.
you go up, and it's a lawnmower.
Yeah, I did. I did fly one once.
Did you really?
When I was working, I did afternoons in Cincinnati for a couple of years. About the time I got started doing the Good Day program, and somebody came into the station, wanted to know if I was willing to fly one as a promotional stunt. And, of course, I said, yeah. I always said, yeah, any promotional stunt.
Oh,
so I got up and it scared the living you-know-what out of me.
I could imagine. I mean, especially back then.
Yeah.
I didn't know they had them
yeah.
back then.
This is the 30. This was the first. This was kind of the first go-round with them. And they had me flying over farmland in Kentucky. And there was a power line, a power grid that I'm looking at that. And I'm thinking to myself, what in the name of God did you agree to do this for? And they're down there, everybody's filming it and taking pictures, and I'm sweating my you-know-whats off. It was not, but, you know, that's
you would
stuff
do anything for a little bit of press, huh?
Well, not that. Maybe as I've matured, I've gotten a little smarter about that. All right, speaking of that, I would like to take a moment here to relate to you and the audience. There are a lot of different things. We look at the people list this week. And there are some people who are doing things that are... There are always people doing interesting things. Do you know the model Hunter McGrady? Do you know who she is?
No.
No. Okay. So Hunter McGrady is somebody who's become very popular because she's one of these plus-size models. And she's really quite attractive. She's become well-known... in lots of different circles. And there's another plus-size model who just had a baby. I forget her name. I always refer to her as the Ashley Graham. Thank you, Phil. the woman who has an overbite. But this.
You seem to be an expert on plus-sized models.
Well, I'm not an expert, but I, you know, looking. It's not dangerous, I don't think, to look, is it?
Okay.
And is it sexist to even talk about? Are men supposed
Everything
to
is
talk?
Sexist to talk about.
Yeah, ask Chris Noth and the latest thing from him. And that's not about him. We should talk about him in a little bit. But the reason I bring her up is because she has taken to Instagram, and a lot of the things that we talk about are on social media here. And sooner or later, some of these things bubble to the top. She got 10,000 responses to a conversation with her followers about the focus on losing weight and shedding holiday pounds, as if all of the attractive pounds are fat. And one of the reasons I bring this up is because we have a sponsor here, Calitrin, and people have taken a little bit. Somebody sent me this article and said, well, what do you think about this? Because I've been talking about losing weight because the news this week from the COVID circle, Michael, is that COVID, the actual the ball which has the spikes in it, which is the actual virus, is something, according to research, that is attracted to fat. So if you have a lot of fat in your body, then you're going to be more likely to attract COVID. And so this has been something that's been a powerful message this week. And so I've tied it into suggesting that folks who want to stay ahead of this go to our sponsor, Calitrin. Go to toploss.com and check out how this will work for you to either lose weight or keep it off. That's toploss.com for Calitrin.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Calitrin, the best way to lose weight, the best defense is a good offense. Doesn't that apply to weight?
If you are taking Calitrin this time of the year, you can actually be losing weight. For sure not gaining weight, but losing weight this time of the year, even with the food everywhere. You know, our customers tell us that when they're taking Calitrin, not only are they losing the inches and looking better, but they feel better. So when you have more energy throughout your day, you don't crave the food like you did before. You know, you're not having the afternoon crashes. Collagen protein is one of the most satiating nutrients there is. It's naturally boosting your metabolism by rebuilding that lean muscle tissue.
So let's talk about the deal. What's the deal right now as we get into turkey time?
Well, turkey time deal is the biggest sale we do all year. People wait on this one, but it's the unlimited buy three, get three free. Use the promo code DJV, and that's going to save you on shipping, too, so you won't have to pay shipping on those orders. So toploss.com. And if you have questions, you can also chat with us online or call us 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin.
Hey, yeah, how's it going? Word of mouth has Dante's dental clinic thriving.
17 new patients? Nice. Is this next month's calendar?
But he needs another dentist to give his schedule a good cleaning.
This is this week? You're kidding. Oh, you're not.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now, 23 after the hour, for those of you who are new to this program and some other things, we have 4 new stations in the Finger Lakes region of New York State. Happy to have you along. Introduce you, if you don't know, who Michael Harrison is. He's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. He and I have been doing this program for decades, presenting every week an overview of the top 10 hits, according to the research done at Talkers Magazine by his staff. And then we go through the people who are making it. And this week, at number 6, Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham join a team. I took a different approach to this, and that does happen. Their involvement or their reason for being here, I know that it has to do with the number 3 story, the continuing focus on the January investigation. Correct. And Laura and Sean and others calling the president and asking him to do something about the problem that was being created. So that I would love you to comment on. But also, one of the things that has come into my mind in the last few days, focusing on Laura and Sean and Mark Levin and Tucker Carlson and all of that ilk, the number of people, according to stats from the Kaiser Foundation, who are not getting vaccinated, even though all of those folks have had their vaccination, they seem to be part of a crowd that doesn't want to be vaccinated, or maybe leaders of a crowd that doesn't want to be vaccinated. So this non-political, Kaiser's not a political organization at all. It's not like Gallup or some of the other pollsters that have right-leaning or left-leaning tendencies. So these people are examining who's getting their shots. Maybe this isn't anything but a duh, Michael, but the disproportionate number of Republicans who have not had shots, and compare that to the number of Democrats. You know, we seem to divide everything that way. But I thought the stats were very interesting. More Republicans are getting sick and dying than Democrats.
Yes, so this is something that a number of studies have borne out. And it really is because the coronavirus, the pandemic, has been so terribly politicized.
Yeah,
and thus there would be a political.
It's kind of needless when you get right down to it, don't you think?
Oh, it's not only needless; it's tragic.
Yeah.
This should not have been politicized. This should have been a coming together. Somehow, the politicians and we all know who they are.
Yeah.
Fed into this because they saw it as a great area of appealing to their base or appealing to the other base or making political hay out of a human tragedy. And we're talking about hundreds of thousands of lives are being lost, and it could have been avoided had we all banded together. You know, they usually say that when opposing sides face a common enemy, they come together. In this case, it went the opposite direction.
It really is it's unfortunate, Rugen. I've gotten so many comments on our social media this week, will you please stop talking about COVID? It's the same stuff. You're scaring people. Well, I'm not trying to scare people, but I know a lot of news media outlets are in print, online, and on the air. They go to this fear-based thinking, and that seems to be how they get reaction, Michael. And I think there are people doing what we do here for a living that are doing the same thing, are they not?
Well, I mean, there's a fine line between spreading fear and spreading information, warning of danger. Maybe we should have fear. Fear has a value in terms of its role in survival. But when you exacerbate it and you politicize it and you create demons, you demonize people for being uncertain, and doctors are uncertain because they're uncertain about, if you have an appendix removed, you'll find two or three different opinions in the medical profession. So, I think this thing has been carried off into a very, very unhealthy arena. Yeah. I wish we could go back, but we should definitely keep it in mind going forward.
I believe that's true. Right. Well, the talk radio world full of opinions and thoughts and stories and facts, and we continue in that vein in a matter of moments. I'm still sort of stuck on Joe Manchin for president. That thought pattern, if you will. We continue another half hour of the talk radio countdown show.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The social media platform President Trump tried to ban from the United States is now responsible for school closures and heightened alerts across the United States. President Trump in the summer of 2020.
We're looking at TikTok. We may be banning TikTok. We may be doing some other things. There are a couple of options, but a lot of things are happening, so we'll see what happens.
TikTokers are encouraging followers to make shooting and bomb threats against their schools today. TikTok is a monitored product of the communist Chinese government. Santa Fe, New Mexico police obtained a search warrant Thursday, authorizing them to take Alec Baldwin's cell phone as part of an investigation into the deadly shooting on the set of Rust. Mr. Baldwin shot and killed a cinematographer on October 21st while rehearsing a scene. The actor claims the gun malfunctioned and shot on its own. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
As COVID confusion continues in America, Dr. Ben Carson weighs in on Newsmax.
None of them obviously have worked as well as they've claimed that they were going to. And people who've been vaccinated are still getting the disease, are still passing the disease on. So maybe it's time to stop and reassess the whole situation. And let's find out who, in fact, really seems to have the best protection. Why not look, for instance, at people who have natural immunity? There are very few of them who seem to be getting reaffected, and very few of them who are passing the disease on to others. Maybe it would be a good thing to look at that group of people rather than to say we don't collect data on that group of people. Why would you not collect data on them? Because you don't want to know the answer. Because if, in fact, people with natural immunity have better immunity than those being vaccinated, it kind of blows your whole narrative out of the water when you say everybody has to get a jab. And they don't want to do that. But that tells you that we're mixing politics in with science. And we need to be thinking about the American people, not about one particular view or another. And we're talking about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The reason people came to this country is so that they could have choices. They could be free.
Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
JV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
One in 44 children have some kind of autistic problem. Children from low-income families were more likely to get diagnosed than those in wealthier families.
Remember, low-income families with WIC or some kind of food supplementation, they can't get it unless the children are vaccinated. You said lower-income families.
Yeah.
They can't qualify for assistance if their kids aren't vaccinated. Now, that is a crime against nature.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's 34 after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview from the experts at Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher. He's the Pied Piper there, so people follow his lead. And that means that we have a lot of touch going on with people that are hosts of programs, radio stations that are doing this format. And it still maintains its status as pretty much the top in terms of radio itself. I guess because there's been so much focus on podcasting, most of the podcasts are spoken word, right? Do you know of any music-oriented podcasts?
There is some music. There are some music-oriented podcasts, and in some cases they actually pay royalties on it. Most podcasts are spoken word. And most video podcasts are not called podcasts. They're called videos.
Yeah.
You know, right. the term, I'm making a video or I saw a video, which basically is lingo for a video podcast. And, of course, the great platform for that is YouTube.
Yep, sure is.
So we're changing our terminology. We're changing our platforms. Everything is in flux.
Number is 6 on the story list, focusing on the tornadoes. If I may, with your permission, Michael, I'm going to announce or pass along a group of people, the name of a group that is, in my mind, doing the best job possible. I'm not a big supporter of the big, huge charities, but I found this outfit called Pandemic of Love this week at Pandemic of Love, pandemicoflove.com. I'm sorry, was it .com? Is it .com or .org? .com. Okay, thank you, Phil. The mutual aid that has been the rallying cry of people who have gone through this reality in to a point in Tennessee, but mostly in Kentucky. These folks are doing wonderful work, and if you feel to support them, many people are more generous at this time of year, perhaps just because it's Christmas. So they're focusing on channeling their efforts to Kentucky. That's all they're doing. It's a mutual aid organization. They only do things in the here and the now. So if you want to support and know that the money you're giving is going to help that specific cause and not into some general mailbox of cash, then help yourself. PandemicOfLove.com. All right, something to kind of keep on the top of our mind. You were mentioning, and number 10 on the list this week, both story list and people list, was the fate of the coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Why more focus on him than other coaches that have come and gone this year?
Well, because he's a legend in the college world. And this was, I think, his first gig as a professional coach. And a lot of things came out about him. One, that he's, you know, allegedly not a very nice person. And two, he's allegedly not a very good coach. And one of the many, many things that...
How the heck did he get to the place where...
Well, that's the whole thing. And aside from whether he's a nice person, basically the issue is that you can get away with bullying youngsters who play football in college, but
yeah.
You can't get away with bullying grown men who are making millions of dollars playing football in the NFL. And he didn't seem to realize the difference. He lost the locker room, which is a way of saying he lost the confidence of his team. Mm-hmm. And they've lost a ton of games. Yeah. So he's gone. It's just interesting, the difference in terms of generations and the difference between so-called amateur sports and professional sports.
Urban
and the difference
Meyer.
Between a 20-year-old and a 25-year-old, you know?
Yeah, right. Well, there's not much difference. Some of these college guys go right into basketball, baseball. They're all kids. Really, when you look at some of these, I was watching their World Series, and these are kids.
They are kids.
It's relative to us who are old-timers, but they're kids.
Yeah, but they come under the influence of the older veterans when they get into the pros. You know, there are the guys that are 28 and 32, and Tom Brady is 44 years old.
Wow,
I mean,
yeah.
Imagine the relationship between Tom Brady and some of the 20-something players on his team. You know, they look at him as, big brother. As it has a mature influence on them.
But, so is his career over? Does all of
his career in the professional leagues? I think as a pro, it's over. And I think it might even hurt him going back to college. He suffered a mm-hmm. terrible tarnishing of his reputation.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just interesting. For those who follow sports and football, it's very, very interesting. It's not the end of the world. The Jacksonville Jaguars haven't been a force to reckon with, you know, for most of the time they've existed.
Let's take this for a second. Let's step into this for a minute. Toward the end of the week, there was a revelation from a couple of women who charged Chris Noth, who is a very well-known television actor, more television than movies, although he's been in a number of movies. But he was Mr. Big on Sex and the City. And because of that, and the storyline of him dying in the movie off of a Peloton bike, and then the Peloton commercial, he has splashed across screens. He's the number two person on the new show that Queen Latifah stars in. And so there's this whole business about focus on him. And now, and I say all of a sudden, without hopefully sounding sexist, but these women are charging him with malfeasance going back a long time. And so is it because somebody like that gets as much publicity, has become as well known as he is, that the dangers of one's past come back to haunt you? And how legitimate, that's the conversation. at this point, if they've waited all this time, how legitimate are the charges? And could this ruin this guy's career? Because you look at some of the other folks who have had these same things thrown at them, and even if it was proven that they weren't guilty, by the time it got to that point, their careers were ruined.
Hmm. Yeah, yeah, all of your questions are valid questions, and that's, you know, I certainly can't say anything that would answer those questions other than to say these are the questions that make this a very interesting conversation. Mm-hmm. And all I will say to kind of sum it up is it's dangerous to be a celebrity in this modern era. Anonymity is much preferable to being famous.
Right.
And sure, when you become famous and you're in the spotlight, there's more chance of any skeletons in your closet, even if they're really minor or major, you know, coming back to haunt you.
Yep. That's really...
It probably will ruin his career. Although that's a very strange thing. Some people, you know, they have this Teflon aspect to them, and they get through these things and carry on. Others are brought down.
Well, you see, Kevin Spacey.
Happens, I don't know.
The Kevin Spacey thing now, it's come around that the people that were charging him didn't have a legitimate case. And there, I think there were two cases against him, or maybe three, all of which he has won. And the charges against him were dropped because they couldn't prove that he was what they accused him of being. So sometimes there's something to these things, and sometimes there isn't. And that's the conundrum when you have somebody who's, I happen to be a great admirer of Chris Noth. Remember, he grew up on television. We watched him when he was a kid as one of the first. He was the first. He and Jerry Orbach were the first detectives on the original Law and Order back in the 80s. And he was a kid then.
Yeah. Yeah. So, similar types, too. Similar types.
Yeah. Right. Anyway.
In terms of the roles they play, not necessarily their private lives.
Yes, correct. Okay. And the show I was talking about was The Equalizer, by the way. Somebody said,
well, I know, and I didn't want to say anything, but I hate it.
You don't like it? It's not a good show?
No. I'm a big fan of the Equalizer movies with Denzel Washington, and I got all excited
the guy before him that did the TV show, that, what was his name? The guy who started it on TV, Edward Woodward, I think was his name.
I don't remember. All I know is that Denzel Washington is one of the greatest actors of all time, and he... His role in those two Equalizer movies was nothing short of phenomenal. And then I watched it with Queen Latifah, with all due respect to her many talents. I just didn't buy it that this woman is able to flip criminals over her back and pull guns out of their hands. And the superhuman qualities that that role has, I don't know.
Right.
Sometimes television series just seem so cardboard, so superficial. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the way I felt. I only watched one episode. I was all excited. I really shouldn't be saying this because it's gotten better.
I watch it because Chris Noth is in it. That's why I watch it. I mean, I like her. I think she's great, frankly, in most everything. And the stories are pretty much boilerplate, the same cops and robbers and shoot 'em ups. It's the same story every night with all these shows, the same story. It's who is playing the role and how well do they do. I think the Law and Order series, I don't like the Special Victims Unit, but I do like Mariska Hargitay, and I like the sort of new tension between her and Chris Maloney coming back again. I think those are great, you know, kind of interesting shows to watch.
Well, there are some really good shows. There are some really, really good television shows, and there are some lousy ones. Some of it is just, you know, personal taste, and some of it, you know, is there are lousy shows and good shows. And, you know, I've been watching shows from the late 90s into the early 2000s. There was one show that morphed into another show, a legal drama comedy. And that was The Practice, which became Boston Legal.
Yeah,
I found out Bernadette had never seen them. It started with a conversation about William Shatner when he went up into space, discussing whether William Shatner is really a great actor and a national icon, or is he a buffoon? And my position he's an icon and great actor, and I pointed out the role he played in Denny Crane in Boston Legal. So I went to YouTube and showed some clips.
Spader, who's also one of our great actors in The Blacklist now. That's a great show. If you haven't seen The Blacklist, that is a fabulous show. The way it's put together.
Is he similar to the character Alan Shearer?
Not at all. Nope, 100% different. Yeah.
And still as compelling?
Very, very.
Because that character, Alan Shearer, was one of the greatest characters ever to come out of, you know, episodic television. Just
amazing. Spader is he and Shatner are two peas in a pod as far as being national treasures are concerned and great actors. All right, in a moment, a couple of things to overview what's going on at Talkers Magazine itself, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here on the air at 46 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
There's good news for American retailers, as new research reveals shoppers are shrugging off worries about inflation, supply shortages and late deliveries, and plan to spend over the holidays. The research carried out for retail customer engagement specialist Emarsys reveals what American consumers are most concerned about and their biggest shopping bugbears. Emarsys works with over 1,600 retail brands around the world and has come up with some festive tips to help retailers make the most of the peak trading period.
We've seen across the U.S. that consumers are putting more effort into holiday shopping this year, but they're lacking inspiration on what to buy. We recommend that retail and consumer product brands ensure they're offering shoppers personalized products that they know sell well together for different types of buyers, both online and in-store. For more information on how to engage first-time buyers, defecting customers, and loyal customers this holiday season, head over to emarsys.com.
The holiday shopping rush is on right now, and MyPillow has been keeping a close eye on supply chain issues. Right now, MyPillow has all products in stock with no back orders and no delayed shipping. And why is that? Well, because MyPillow products are all made right here in the United States. And this year, MyPillow is making sure Christmas is not canceled. Find everything from the legendary MyPillow to their sheets, their slippers, their robes, and now cardigan sweaters. They're all in stock, ready to ship fast. MyPillow is your one-stop shop for everything on your list. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, and in the box, put DJV for deals like this one. And the Giza Dream Sheets, too. Lowest price ever on premium MyPillows. Promo code DJV. Check it out at MyPillow.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Michael Harrison, the single most important voice in talk radio, with Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks.
One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Time for a visit from our friend Chuck Curry. Find out what's going to happen from his perspective. The opening movies this weekend. What'll do well at the box office. Some predictions coming up right after this.
Confession. I just started my holiday shopping. Luckily, Kohl's was here to help save the day. I got 50% off toys for my kids, 30% off a Ninja air fryer for my sister, and 40% off jammies for your families for my family. You can even get 15% off or 15, 20, or 30% off with a Kohl's card and earn Kohl's cash. So I guess you could say my holiday procrastination paid off. Select styles ends December 19th. Toys, coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
In less than an hour, aircraft from here will join others from around the world. And you will be launching the largest aerial battle in the history of mankind. Mankind, that word should have new meaning for all of us today. We can't be consumed by our petty differences anymore. We will be united in our common interests. Perhaps it's fate that today is the 4th of July, and you will once again be fighting for our freedom. Not from tyranny, oppression, or persecution, but from annihilation.
Yeah, there's some of that going on right now. Those are the words of the president, played by Bill Pullman, who is often confused with Bill Paxton. Baxton, right, who's passed away.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. And, you know, I played that because I always feel it's appropriate at Christmas time to play that speech. No, I'm just kidding. Bill Pullman is, although in my mind it probably is, Bill Pullman is born this day, 1953. He's 68 years old. That's one of the greatest, or at least almost awesome speeches in the history of genre filmmaking. I mean, he was pretty awesome in that movie with a great ensemble cast. But, you know, that's sort of a subgenre if you think about it, Doug. Presidents in movies, that's a great one. Michael Douglas in American Presidents, a great one. Morgan Freeman in Deep Impact.
Kevin
Harrison Ford in Air Force One. Kevin Kline in Dave. And then TV, obviously, Martin Sheen on the West Wing. And how about Dennis Haybert on 24, President Obama, right?
He's
pretty awesome, too. A lot of great presidents in TV and movies.
Yeah, you're right about that. All right, speaking of great, this weekend you have great expectations for Spider-Man, right?
Yeah, I mean, I know a bunch of people who went to see it last night. It opened. They raved. They said it was incredible watching that movie. It more than delivered what they thought it would deliver. It's tracking at around $150 to $175 million opening, which would be the biggest post-pandemic opening at the movies. Having said that, West Side Story last week, which I thought was a tremendously great movie, had a very soft, if not stupendously bad, opening of $10.5 million. Hopefully it has legs, but hopefully it has legs, but I mean, Spider-Man No Way Home is going to rule the roost from now until the end of the year.
Yeah.
For
was
sure.
Another big Christmas movie coming out? Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if, you know, the new Matrix movie, I don't know if you consider that a big, it's not going to be Spider-Man big. I mean, it'll do box office, but I don't think the week between Christmas and New Year's is going to be what it has been, you know, over the last 10
years. There are movies that have been put on
in the studios, you know,
at the previews, they are dusting off some of the movies that were going to come out but didn't, including Death on the Nile. I think that Agatha Christie movie that has Kenneth Matt. It's the same bunch of people. Well, it's a different group, actually. And one of the reasons they put on the shelf was because of Armie Hammer getting himself into trouble, and they didn't want to have that distract from it. But he apparently is out of rehab, so now they're going to release the movie. But that has a great cast in it, too. Gal Gadot. There are tons of really big name people in that.
You know, it's gonna be interesting to see if some of these movies get kicked forward. I hope not. I hope everything holds, and I hope 2022 is a somewhat normal year. I mean, they keep saying 2023 will be, but I don't think we thought we'd be in this position again with all the variants and stuff. But it is what it is. So
we're letting ourselves get suckered into a lot of things that we ought not to be suckered into. In terms of negative information. So,
I just want to say, Doug, happy 4th of July.
Thank you very much. And Merry, what else can we say? Merry Christmas.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.